Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Perhaps you are just back from holidays, or maybe you've just kind of gotten out of your routine over the summer holidays. I think we tend to kind of, and rightly so, we should obviously relax, have a break, and when you're away, kind of eat good food. But overall, certainly for me, because there's so much going on over the summer, you kind of just lose the run yourself a little bit, and I certainly get out of my routine and all that sort of stuff. So it's great to have with me in studio Rosanna Davison, nutritional therapist, who's going to be talking to us a little bit about getting back into the routine after the summer holidays. How are you doing, Rosanna?
Hi, good morning. I'm great, thank you.
It's not an easy thing to do as the kind of evenings get darker and the rain comes in, and it's just hard to get motivated into just getting even back into your kind of fitness routine as well. And
it is, you're right, and it's so easy to get a bit lax about fitness and to start eating out more during the summer, and absolutely we have to enjoy that time, but I think kind of end of August and early September are quite transitionary times where kids are back in school, you're more kind of centered at home, or you're, you know, back from the beach or back from holidays, and it's a great time of the year to get back into a routine that will see you to Christmas, whether that's fitness or eating better or preparing better. You know, I think there are loads of tips that can really help you to get more focused on fitness and health, and just an entire healthy lifestyle as well.
I think focus is probably the key word, and especially when it comes to what we eat, because I think a lot of people over the summer, because you're kind of, you might be going away for weekends or holidays, or there's barbecues on and all that sort of stuff, and you kind of just get out of your good habits.
You certainly do. And it's easy to say, oh, I'll just have an ice cream today because it's a warm day. And then when you have one, it becomes normal to maybe have one every weekend. And that becomes two or three times a week. And
especially when it's sunny in Ireland, you feel, you know, you have to.
Absolutely.
The sun never shines. Give me an ice cream.
Everyone goes mad. And, you know, you could spend maybe a few hours in a beer garden, or, you know, do all sorts of things. And you are out of the normal routine. And, you know, now is a good time of year before it gets really dark and really chilly to get into that mindset of just taking a bit more exercise, maybe going to bed a bit earlier, being more prepared. And I think preparation is key with a healthy lifestyle. You know, it's about stocking the fridge, taking advantage if you can get your food delivered to you. If you live somewhere, you know, close to a supermarket, that really helps, online shopping. Taking advantage of deals, you know, 2-for-1 deals on fruit and veg. And a lot of the supermarkets do offer really good deals. And particularly if you turn up kind of at the end of the day when they're trying to maybe shift a bit of stock as well.
That's a good trick.
Yeah. stocking up on things like nuts and seeds for snacks. So I will always have a bag of almonds in my car or in my handbag. And I think that's a great way just to, you know, a handful of almonds helps to deal with hunger emergencies and mid-morning snacks and things like that. So you're not reaching for the sweets or chocolate or crisps.
Yeah, rather than the Mars bar or whatever. Actually, when I was working a few weeks ago and I was doing a late night show, another journalist that was there with me pulled out a bag of mixed nuts, and I thought that's a way better idea than what I was thinking about eating. It's just having access to these things. So I think a lot of the time when we go for the bar of chocolate or whatever, you stop at the petrol station, or if you're really busy, it's not actually because we're craving it. It's just because we've left ourselves with no other choice.
Yeah, and you're absolutely starving, and you get that sort of energy dip or your blood sugar dips, and you just need, you know, a quick fix. You know, fruit is obviously a good option, so keep a few pieces of whole fruit at your desk, and much better than grabbing a chocolate bar kind of mid-morning or mid-afternoon. You know, I love to stock up on bags of dried grains and pulses. They're, you know, very inexpensive really to buy in bulk at supermarkets, and most supermarkets have them now. And, you know, if you're making, say, a big batch of soup or stew at the beginning of the week, then throw in a few handfuls of lentils or quinoa or rice, things like that, to help bulk up the food. Again, for, you know, a healthy lifestyle, I think preparation in advance is really important. So maybe spend a bit of time on a Sunday afternoon making energy bars. It's actually very simple to make raw energy or granola type bars. There are loads on my website, rosannadavisonnutrition.com.
And would you make them at the start of the week and just have them all ready to go?
Yeah, them, protein balls, energy balls, things like that. You know, so ingredients like nut butters, dates are great, even dried apricots, kind of fruit and nuts, nut butters, chia seeds.
And they'll last the week. Like if you make, say, 4 or 5 for each day of the week, they're kind of
absolutely
stay fresh, yeah.
If you can avoid eating them all at once, and I'm not always good at that.
Yeah.
But you know, things like the protein balls or energy bars, things like that, are great for just grabbing. Even if you get home quite late in the evening, and you're too tired to cook, then, you know, having foods like that, at least they're whole foods. They're full of nutritious ingredients and you're not just grabbing a ready meal or a frozen meal or anything like that.
Is there a phase people go through then, and this is where I think it gets hard, if you've had a lot of too many beers in the beer garden or a lot more coffee than you might usually order, whatever, there's kind of a detox element to all this, isn't there, when you're starting again?
There is, and it can be uncomfortable, and I do find talking to people and working with clients and friends and family and things that for different people they can have different sort of detox symptoms. Some people might get a headache if they try and go off coffee or other stimulants. Other people don't notice anything. You know, things like aches and pains can happen to some people. Everybody is different. But my advice is, in general, to really support and boost your energy levels. It is important to try and reduce stimulants. So I know it sounds probably not what you'd expect from having caffeine, but actually the more coffee you drink, the less energy I find you have.
Well, in my case anyway. It gives you a high and a low, doesn't it?
Yeah, you get almost a false energy and then you get a crash afterwards. So I find actually the less coffee I drink, the more energy I have, and the more energy I have further into the evening. And also, if you're someone who maybe has tea or coffee in the afternoon, then you might not sleep as well, and that impacts the next day and it impacts your food choices. I think, you know, so many studies show now if we're getting less sleep, then we're more likely to reach for sugary and stodgy and fatty foods the next day. So, you know, reducing your caffeine, even if you can switch to decaf while you're transitioning. Obviously, herbal teas are brilliant. They're naturally caffeine free. Or even if you must have your coffee, to try and have it first thing in the morning and then, you know, put a cap on it.
That's it,
by sort of mid-morning.
Day.
Yeah, I think the later you have it, the longer it takes to leave your system, and you're going to risk your sleep value as well.
Yeah, it's going to be affected by the caffeine.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the people, Rosanna, especially when they are new to kind of healthy cooking, and when they're hearing some of the things that you described, they have the wrong assumption that it's going to be really difficult and all these ingredients. And I was watching you doing a cooking demo on TV3, and you made, was it a strawberry and banana porridge bread? It sounded absolutely gorgeous.
It was.
But it was simple to make.
It's one of my favourite breakfast recipes from my new book, Eat Yourself Fit. And it's literally 7 ingredients. And it's, you know, great fitness foods, fresh strawberries and banana mashed into a pulp. And then I add flaxseed. I add ground down porridge oats. I just grind them down in my blender to create a flour. And then just a bit of baking powder, a bit of vanilla extract. You can add a bit of sweetener like honey, maple syrup, coconut sugar if you like a sweeter taste. But I find that the fruit actually naturally sweetens it really well. And it's a great pick-me-up. It's a great breakfast.
You can have it with
toasted
breakfast.
Yeah, I love it with nut butter, with almond butter. You can have it as an afternoon snack. It's a great way to support energy levels, especially if you, say, love to exercise. A slice or two before or after a workout's great for your energy. The recipe is actually up on my website now. But yeah, it's really easy. It's a one bowl wonder. So literally mix it up in one bowl.
Yeah. Sure, and away you go.
Minimal washing up.
Which is always good news, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, that's what we need.
And I think as well that once you kind of try a few of these recipes and you kind of go, okay, it's actually a lot easier. And you start to notice, like you were saying there with that recipe, you know, 7 ingredients. And then I find when you're out and you're looking at kind of pre-packaged stuff, even something that might look similar to that, and there's so many more ingredients.
It's a paragraph of ingredients.
Yeah, and you're kind of going, okay, there's a lot of these things that I don't need in my body and they're not good for my body.
But I always think, you know, even though I qualified in nutrition, I still struggle sometimes to understand or pronounce the ingredients there. And you'd almost feel like you need a qualification in science or in nutrition or something to actually understand food labels. It can be very complicated to read labels. So, you know, my advice to people is try not to believe everything you read on the front of the packet, but do try to look at the back. And if, as we say, you know, there's a long paragraph of ingredients, then maybe it's not the best food, because it's probably more processed the more ingredients there are. And, you know, I think the general sort of advice out there is to try and eat as fresh as possible, reduce the amount of processed food going into your diet. And in that way, you can really support your health and energy levels as well. And it does make a difference.
And you'll feel better. Talk to me a little bit about, so your new book is called Eat Yourself Fit.
Yes.
It's going to be out soon. When's it hitting the shelves?
It is hitting the shelves on the 9th of September. and really excited about it. It's obviously the follow-up to my first book, Eat Yourself Beautiful, but it's a little bit more focused on fitness foods, you know, the best foods pre-workout, post-workout. But it's a lifestyle book in the sense that the first half of the book is all about, you know, my own story, my own struggles with weight gain and how I lost it. And, you know, I do have to work very hard to stay fit and healthy as well, just like everyone else. I tackle things like food cravings, why you get sugar cravings and cravings for bread and tea and coffee and things like that, and what good alternatives you can eat instead. You know, I look at sleep, how to improve the quality of your sleep, how to lose tummy fat, how to improve muscle tone, sort of the psychology around why we're tempted to overeat and overeat the wrong foods. And also there's a 7-day plan to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week in a safe way.
Which is
it's
the healthy rate. I always think these things where they say, you know, lose 6 pounds
a week.
It's
not a crash diet.
Not good for you. And as well, I know the last time we chatted, Rosanna, you were just kind of starting to talk about workshops that you're doing all over the country. I know the one in Dunleary in County Dublin, that sold out pretty fast, right?
Yes, I'm delighted. I'll be bringing the first beauty, food and fitness workshop to the Royal Marine Hotel in Dunleary this Saturday. It's 10:30 till 4, Saturday 27th. And it's nearly sold out. Just today I've added 10 more tickets to the day, but it's a really fantastic day out. And I'll be talking all about food, fat loss, fitness foods, nutrition. I have Emma Forsyth from Pilates Plus Dublin giving a talk on exercise and resistance exercise and the importance of that for women. I have Marissa Carter, who founded Coco Brown Tan, doing a tanning demo and giving all our beauty tips and
how
secrets.
How to do it properly, not get orange hands and
exactly.
All that sort of stuff.
I have Michelle Regazzoli Stone doing a makeup demo. She did my wedding makeup and she's fantastic. I have Kira Lambert Hair consultancy showing us how to curl our hair at home, and plenty of prizes, goodie bags. I don't even know if everything can fit in the goodie bags anymore. And so many companies have been so generous to me, and I have really fantastic prizes and treats for everybody.
So a really good girly day out. I know
great
there's only 10
out.
Tickets left for Dunleary, but you have other dates in Galway and Cork as well. When are they?
Yeah, so I'll be bringing the workshop to Galway, to the Radisson Hotel in Galway on October 23rd, and I'll be going to the Kingsley Hotel in Cork on November 27th. And all tickets are available either on eventbrite.ie or my website, which is rosannadavisonnutrition.com.
Fantastic. Well,
so
Rosanna, as always, thanks a million for joining us. You've lots going on. And as Rosanna said, you can get all the details on those on the website. And also you can look about the new book, Eat Yourself Fit, and that lovely recipe that we talked about.
Thank
earlier.
You
all
so
on
much.
Rosanna's website, rosannadavison.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.